谢谢。
Len, so on your video for this week's edition of our podcast. Our weekly podcast is called Shockwave. It's an extension and a production of Culture Shock Music. We also have a weekly blog of the same name, and that's where it originates. So our focus is always on new music. This edition is number 15, and we are focusing on the women in the music as a whole and in celebration of National Women's History Month. And the contributions that they have made, in not only in history, but we are going to focus on the women in music, more specifically in reggae and Caribbean music, and even more so, we always like to keep it new and cutting edge and progressive. So at this time, we're going to introduce, we have two guests this week. First, on my right, your left, we have our newest member of the Culture Shock crew. We have DJ C. Lioness. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
Of course, of course. Glad that you were my first choice, and I wanted to have an art. I wanted somebody musically in the business, and I wanted somebody as a artist or musician, obviously females, and my first choice was Miss Esther Fortune, lead singer, songwriter for the amazing band called Jaffe, still one of my favorites 12 years later. Which is impressive because we all discussed that how our favorites change every day, but Jaffe has remained at the top from the beginning. Welcome to the program, Miss Fortune.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Of course. And we kicked it off with a song from Jaffe called For Ja. And when I hear this song, I listen to it differently when you said this is the song you wanted to play. And I listened to it, and first tell us why this song you wanted us to play for Jaffe to represent your band.
I wanted to actually give my version, like looking at it from my eyes, because obviously we have two singers and the other one's male. His name is Sasha Sannon. Big ups to Sha. So what he sees and what I see are obviously totally different. And this song is actually talking about me trying to make sure that I understand what my contribution is as a woman in the band and where I stand as a woman. Because I know for a fact that for a while, women did not have such a powerful figure in roots music and conscious music. It was always like we sing whoop whoop background. And so when I was actually the leader of a band, as far as the vocals were concerned, it was a huge responsibility. And I saw it from the audience, too. After we performed, it was like they see me and they're listening to my voice. So I wanted to make sure that I lived so everything was in coherence. So I felt what I said and I said what I was thinking. You know what I mean? So I think this song is really me saying I'm doing this for Ja and Ja is within me. So that's really who I am. You know, I am the creator. I am my God.
Well, you know, it's funny. Like I said, I listened to it different after you mentioned the song. And that's exactly what I got from it, was that this is Esther looking at herself and who she is and what her purpose in life is. So And I never looked at it that way before, ever. Like, I just kind of, like, you know, it was always one, like, especially in the earlier years, was one you always heard, like, in the set. So it's great to hear that. So what we're going to do through, we're going to come to Lioness. We're going to play some music. And we're going to ask some questions. And then I want to get your input on some of the songs. But let's, the second question before we go into some music is, who are your some of your favorite artists, regardless of gender or genre?
Sarah Vaughan, Ella Fitzgerald, Duke Ellington. I think these people were pioneers in bringing different, melodic structures, you know, their phrasing, and even the fact that they dared to sing the way they did at the time that they were doing it, to me is just amazing that they were able to, summon those type of feelings to actually come out to express them. So they really stand out to me as far as people that I really listen to and look up to.
Well, great. There are definitely some legends. We're going to play a couple of new songs in our edition this week of Shockwave, where we're basically focusing on the women. And this is actually happening at the very end of March, but for other reasons we won't talk about. But that's, like I said, this will be a focus on artists you probably haven't heard, songs you haven't heard, so we can kind of get a little feedback on some of those. And we got some other questions, and we're going to ask, you know, and talk to Courtney C. Lioness as well. This is a brand new artist to my knowledge. If she may not be, I do know her name is Aisha. I do know an Aisha Davis, but she's Jamaican and has been around a while. But I really love this song because of what she's saying. We're going to play a couple songs, and if you guys have comments or whatever, I would love those. If not, we can always just go back to the traditional questions that will focus more on, you know, what's your favorites, who, why, what. So on Shockwave, this is Must Be a Revolution from Aisha.
Oceans, not a fish to be found. the last white rhino, now lives in a cage. How can we just sit here and not be enraged? I know you think it's hard to change, that it won't matter anyways. All it takes is giving it a try. It's all about the small things that we do. Always makes a difference what we choose. Might not seem important till our lives are short, until we can't ignore the ugly truth. It's the small things that we do. An open heart will change our point of view. We're all interconnected and everyone's affected. When we got so much to do, small things can be huge. Show each other respect. We'll see how a smile has a ripple effect. You can be a hero just for showing up. You can pay it forward. Doesn't take that much. It's the impact that we make. When we slow down, we appreciate. It's the small things that we do. Always makes a difference what we choose. Might not seem important till our lives are short, until we can't ignore the ugly truth. It's the small things that we do. An open heart will change our point of view. We're all interconnected and everyone's affected. What we got, so much to do. Small things can be huge. Heard the story of the girl who set out on her own. The girl who set out on her own. She was searching for meaning in the world. She wanted to find her home. She climbed the tallest mountains. She sailed the seven seas. She joined a gypsy caravan. She even lived up in a redwood tree. And she learned to sow the seeds and they grow. Tending to the soil and the roots down below. She watched how her attention, when put in one direction, would fuel the fire of her purest intentions. And still she'll stumble and fall, frequently forgetting that she already had it all inside herself.
Inside herself.
It's Lanzo on your radio and your video. We are doing both a video and audio version of this week's edition of Shockwaves. It's our dedication, our contribution to the women for the contributions that they have made to the music industry as a whole. And we have our two guests with us this week. We have Esther Fortune, lead singer and vocalist for, and a songwriter for Jaffe. And we also have Courtney Dutson, a.k.a. DJ C. Linus, and the newest member of Cult of Shock. And Courtney, why don't you explain to people what it is you do in the music industry?
Well, I'm a DJ for Cult of Shock, and I love doing it. So, I mean, that's, you know, we do our Reggae Sunday radio, so I'm on the radio. And also doing live events, whether it's, you know, like this past weekend, I was at a reggae festival DJing in between the bands, or sometimes it's just like a DJ event that I'm doing. So playing live and on the radio and, you know, doing podcasts and whatever fun projects Culture Shock has going on. So
great. Well, and obviously it's a passion. And, you know, just to kind of connect the dots. C. Linus used to be, you know, used to be like more of a fan, was kind of a DJ like on the side. And, you know, Mark Longnecker, who's from Cocoa Beach, who's very inbred into that scene and loves reggae as well, as a big supporter and also a DJ himself. We would do events. He would bring me up there sometimes. And then I started doing other events up there. And she was always kind of around. And I remember at the end of the night, we'd always end up at the hotel and she would be talking about the music. And I was like, wow, this girl knows more about the music than any of these other people. And then I finally got to hear and I was like, damn, and she mixes better than all of them. I'm like, yo, I like this girl, right? So then she took a break and I was like, I don't want to influence your decision on being a DJ again, but you know, if you ever do, we need to talk. And she came back and I'm like, all right, well, great. I'm going to make you a DJ for Culture Shock because I like your style, you know. So moving on, I just kind of wanted to put that out there because it's actually a nice little story. Yeah. And what are some of your favorite artists, regardless of genre or, you know, male or female?
Yeah, I mean, we were just talking about how hard this is to answer, but, you know, I have, like, I guess for me, it's, like, it goes in cycles. Like, I have a current favorite, and, you know, I was telling you my current favorite is Kay Trinata, just because I really look up to him as, you know, DJ, you know, producer, and that's kind of where I would love for my career to go, and he's just reached, you know, the pinnacle of, I mean, he just won 2 Grammys, and he's just, I love listening to his music, you know.
Is there a female in the business like that? Because there is a lot of female, or just people in general, have become DJs and producers. Is there anybody like that as a female?
You know, I know there are. I just don't know. I'm not familiar with their work to the point where, like, I would be like, oh, yeah, it's this, you know. But I need to. That's a great point. I need to, like, invest some energy into getting to know those female DJs and producers.
Yeah, yeah. I can think of a few, but... You know, I can remember when it first started happening, it didn't seem strange to me because it makes sense because they have to be musically inclined at some extent to DJ. You know, you have to have some sort of feel and whatever. But then it's just like nowadays, it's like it almost seems like I've seen artists come out with the DJ moniker name.
Right.
Like, I don't know them, they don't have that background of being a DJ. But anyway, moving along, you talk about your favorite artists, and who would be your favorite female artist then, regardless of genre?
I love Sara Tavares. I love her originality. She's so authentic. You feel like while you're listening to her, she's not really putting up a facade, you know? And
it feels real.
Yeah, it feels very real. Even the way she plays her guitar, it's just, you feel like this is it, you know?
Well, great. And on that note, who would be your favorite female artist, regardless of genre as well?
I mean, again, I have many, but I'm going to choose one to talk about because of, you know, what Esther just said. And I've had that feeling about Coffee when I hear her, you know, vocals on a track. I mean, it's just like so authentic. And that just really stands out to me about her. And it was when she first came on the scene, I mean, the first time I saw her was at your show that you put on with Protégé and friends. And it was so exciting, you know, because everyone knew she was just this great talent and she was about to just take off. And to see her right, you know, right then so early was just cool. You know, I feel like I've been seeing her journey and as such a young artist and so like humble and like grounded, and she's very authentic in her work, and I just love, you know, her vocals and her toasting. Like, she's just talented, you know.
Agreed. And you know, on that show was Savannah, who opened the show, who is now part of Indignation, was obviously working with Protégé from early on. But just to show you the caliber of artists on that show, there was Savannah, there was Jesse Royal, there was Chronix, and obviously there was Coffee. And in my opinion, being at that show, in the 5 minutes that she had, she took the show.
Yeah.
Okay, in that 5 minutes. But, you know, there also was that excitement of seeing her performing live, doing her thing, and it was her first time in Miami performing. you know, and everybody was a surprise other than Savannah. Savannah was the only one that was actually billed on that show other than Protégé. So it was a very interesting, and she has definitely, in my opinion, been a super big, bright spot and part of the success of reggae today. She has so much talent. She's so humble, which is so nice. And, you know, and just to see her go on her path, it's been great, you know, because prior to her, it was really like Chronix. And not to take anything away from Chronix, but she has just kind of taken it to the next level as a young female and was the youngest to ever win a Grammy, not just in reggae, but in ever. So that in itself, and, you know, and we can talk about some of these other artists too that are so significant in that, even in that camp, Lilla Ike and Jazz Elise, and, you know, and then you've got Zia Benjamin, you've got the young Davis from Carlene Davis's daughter, and there's so many of them, and it's so good to see because there's so many new female artists. There's such a, and that's just in reggae. You know, we can go on the dance hall side, and we've got Shensia, we've got Jada Kingdom, you know, we've got Spice, who's been there a while. And there's just so much happening that is great to see for the women as a whole and for the music. You know, and we even went and played a couple of new artists. Did you guys have any thoughts on the new stuff you just heard? We heard Start a Revolution from Aisha. We heard from a young lady band named Niceness. It was hard to pick from her. We had two songs from her. Story of a Girl was the second one, and I just love how it starts. Any thoughts on any of the artists or songs?
Yeah, I think all three, the subject-wise, they're really dedicated to, you know, bringing that collective consciousness and raising it up. But I really love Niceness. The minute the music started, I heard her voice, and I'm like, oh, there's something there. I don't like to really compare people to people, but I just heard Amy Winehouse and Adele. That's the first thing I said. And yeah, Niceness definitely got my attention. I'll be listening to more Niceness for sure.
Well, great. Well, hopefully, you know, some of the things that you've talked about, the artists you've talked about, that they will get turned on to, even though it's not reggae and that's always been our focus, they'll maybe, you know, because I went and listened to that dope South African Portuguese artist, and yeah, it's a you know, if you're a music person, it's definitely compelling, yes. You know, very compelling. And your thoughts on any of the music we just heard?
Yeah, I thought both those artists were really soulful. And I mean, sort of like we were listening to Aisha and I was feeling it. And then we started listening to Niceness and then we all just kind of got like really into that, you know, and I felt like she had a lot of dimension to her voice. It really like drew me in and, you know, it was just like interesting to listen to. So I liked both those artists.
Great. All right. Well, you've probably heard the next one because I've been playing her for a little while, but this is an artist that is on the verge. She's really trying to creep up. And we'll talk about some other stuff off mic, off audio. They'll see us. Maybe if they read lips well, they'll understand what we're going to talk about. But, you know, it's definitely one of those tribulations that women experience in the business. This is your weekly edition called Shockwave, all courtesy of Culture Shock. My name is Lanzo, DJ C Lioness, Esther Fortune, and big up to my man Rob, the lion in the family. This is Chelsea Stewart, and Do You Love Me, Baby? Come on. Ooh. It's this week's edition of Shockwave. We are featuring the women, the females, the mothers, the aunties, the grandmas, the sisters, the wives this week from the tribe of the women for our celebration and acknowledgement of the contributions that women make to our society. And we're specifically going into the music and more on the reggae side and on the newer. Our two guests are DJ C. Linus of Culture Shock and, of course, Miss Fortune, Miss Esther Fortune, lead singer for the great band Jaffe. We heard Chelsea Stewart, and then we heard from Kara Farrell, who is actually African, and we just heard another artist. This is probably the newest song that we're playing today called Irie Nattie. Don't know how to pronounce the name. It's spelled T-S-A-H-A-I. The only thing I know about her is she's working with Linville Thompson, which makes sense with the rhythm because that's an old Linville Thompson rhythm. He's a producer, great 70s roots reggae singer, one of my favorite from that era. Him and Johnny Clark are two of my favorites from that era. And I personally... What really first caught me about this song was not only her talent, her voice, but the topic. The topic was, she's bigging up her man. And I love when the male or the female big up the other. We'll go with your thoughts on, we don't have to talk about this song, you talk about whichever one you like or whatever one you want to.
Yeah, it's funny, when I listen to music, I almost always like, listen first and not to the lyrics, but so I didn't even pick, you know, but like when you said that, I agree. Like, that's awesome. But I think what I was feeling when I was listening to each of these different artists, like they each had a different emotion and like, that's what I was connecting to. I feel like, you know, like I felt like I just like made a note. I was like, Kara was very, you know, it was like passion and love, you know, it was like the feeling I got. And then, Sahai, the T-S-A-H-A-I, you know, she was more like, it was like she was having fun on that track. It was like a chill kind of grounded vibe. So I like the kind of variety that in all those artists that you picked.
Great. And did you have any thoughts on any of these?
I can just echo what you guys have said. Like, it's just beautiful colors when you listen to each one. It's like a different part of the rainbow almost. And it's just a talent. You see how much talent there is out there that you don't get to hear every day, because if you just listen to top 40 stuff, you'll never hear the amazing talent that there is out there. So this is really good to hear the new stuff.
Well, you know, I know Courtney C. Linus is, you know, a little bit more involved in this side of the music, so I have a question for you as somebody that's in the music, but you know, you may not, because you know, you talked about how you used to be a program director at a radio station and you listen to a lot of music, but that's not the case anymore. Have you heard of any of these artists or songs?
No.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. So you're hearing good new stuff. And I like Virgin Ears. I do like Virgin Ears. So that leads me to my next question in this regard. Do you listen to other artists? And if you do, do you listen for inspiration or influence if you're listening to others?
She said something, Linus said something that actually triggered me. I listen to the emotion. I listen to how it makes me feel. And then from there, if I put it on repeat, which I do, when I love something, I'll have it on repeat forever and annoy everyone around me. And then I get into the instrumentation, which is huge for me. I listen to the bass and then the drums, and then I'll jump into the lyrics. And then once I hear the lyrics, if it doesn't go back to what I felt originally, I'm like, hey, I was tricked here. But usually it's Usually it's together, you know. Usually it's not like a major chords and the person's like, I want to kill myself. Usually it's like it's you know, in it's coordinated. So I really listen to the emotion first to see how it makes me feel and how I want to feel that day. And if it's like vibing me right, because I don't like to be vibed the wrong way. Even if I'm not feeling great, I want something to make me feel better. You know what I mean? So,
well, music, arts are emotional, you know, and that's why they're so subjective in opinions and, you know, on how they influence people and whatnot. And, you know, just no, there's no wrong answer there. You know, once it is structurally in tune, on time, you know, as long as it's not off key and it's off tempo, then it's a song, and it's, you know, then it's all a matter of opinion. So, you know, it's good to hear that, because both of you guys seem to listen first for the emotion. I let the song play and go with whatever grabs me. Sometimes it can be the lyrics. Sometimes it could be, yo, that's a wicked bass, and I'm going to focus on the bass, and then I'm going to listen to everything else later. Or it could be that melody. Melody is always very key for me, as Esther knows and pointed out earlier. But I'm a melody junkie. And, like, a lot of times how I'll do it, just because we kind of all got into this, I felt like maybe I should express my thoughts on this, was that a lot of times I'll be doing something else on the computer, and I'll just let the music play, okay? And it's like, all of a sudden I'll be doing something, and I'm like, oh, what's this? Yeah. Huh? Oh, okay, yeah, I kind of like this one, you know? And there was one of the stories I always tell people about, in one of the ways I used to listen to music was, I used to go to Jamaica, and I could not sleep. But there was a reason for that. That was because I turned Irie FM on, and I let it play all night. If I got a good night's sleep, there was no good music that night. If I get a terrible night, then, you know, it was like, you know, I wouldn't sleep, because if the music's good, my ear's jumpy, you know? My ear jumps to good stuff. So
I wanted to add, maybe I'm reading it wrong. You could tell me. I think with everything, the first thing that catches you, whatever it is, if it's the bass or the lyrics, there's an emotional connection there that makes you turn around. Because if there's no emotional connection, it's just nice bass, we won't really go towards that. I feel like the first thing in our body that gets caught up is not really the thinking of it. It's really how it makes us feel, like, oh shoot, my heart just skipped a beat. Let me listen to that. Sometimes it's the lyrics, sometimes it's the rhythm, sometimes it's especially the melody. I think melodies have this way of capturing people, especially where you were or how you were feeling when you wrote the melody. By the time it like translates, the vibration gets to you, it vibrates in a certain frequency that really attracts you to that song. So I think maybe it's just one big shamalama blubum shamam.
Yeah, it's a paella.
Yes, that's
so, you know, I mean, obviously that's involved with me too, because, like, let's take one of the songs in the last three, Over and Over by Cara Farrell. I just want to love you over and over and over. You know, that is a very strong statement, but there's so much emotion behind it. Yeah. That's what holds you. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love. It's like, that's one of those songs. I'm not sick of it yet. I just want to hear it over and over. You know what I mean? So, all right, let's move on, because we have plenty of music to play, and not enough time to play it, as always. But, you know, I think outside of the new music, in your guys' opinions, I've kind of gotten, maybe wanted to ask Esther one more question, because one of your answers kind of covered the gamut, with Coffee covering your favorite female, your favorite reggae female, boom, everything in one. So now we're going to put you on the spot and ask you, Esther, who is your, or you can put a couple or whatever, who's your favorite female reggae artist? And she'll be watching and listening, so make sure you make it a good one. No, I'm just kidding.
Africa?
You forgot?
Africa. Africa? Queen Africa.
Oh, yes, that's right. Okay.
I Lioness is on the rise. That's one of the songs that I got people really tired of around me. I think I sang that song, harmonized it, I rapped it, I rewrote the words for myself. I did everything with that song. I don't want to be, self-absorbed, but I really love me in reggae. I really love how I sing reggae. I really love how I interpret certain things in reggae.
You should, though.
The third person, well, I should have been first. One last person I feel, I can't remember her name, and I'm trying to pull the song out of the back of my head to the front, but it's not coming.
We'll save you this. We'll save you that. Okay. But if it comes to you, yes, let us know, okay, even at a future date.
Okay.
All right. Cause we can always make an edit. Speaking of, now we're going to kind of get into a different realm of the music to some extent. This next artist was, and still, in my opinion, is the queen of the dance hall and will always be. Her name is Minister Marian Hall. She turned Christian, has gone kind of gospel dance hall. And we're going to play a piece of her latest song called Missouna Right. And I mean, it's like, it's so Lady Saw. It just has different words in it. It's good to see her, doing her thing. I love her. And always will, no matter what she does. So this is a record I've been wanting to play for a while to kind of introduce people that don't know her as a gospel Christian artist now. And this is off her latest album that she's working on. And it's she has two songs, and they're very, very similar. I think they're on the same rhythm, and even topically. But this one, Missouna Right, Minister Marian Hall, a.k.a. the Queen of the Dance Hall, Miss Lady Saw, and of course we'll play a couple more, probably getting close to the end of the program. But just remember, I do want to let you know that you can hear all the programs of Culture Shock's weekly Shockwave podcasts on Culture Shock at cultureshock.com/blog, because it is an extension of our blog. That's where every week we review new music and we pull from there. And we are watching the trends. We're watching what's happening in the music. And that's how we come up with the themes for Shockwave, because it's a little bit different than the actual blog. Once in a while, we will do like a New Music Monday type of thing where we play just new music as all new music once there's a good solid hour's worth. But we focus on reggae. Dancehall's probably second. Ska's probably third. Reggae rock's probably fourth. And then we do Soca, Calypso, Zouk. It doesn't matter if it's from the Caribbean or they're Caribbean oriented, they can sing folk music. If it's good, we might feature it. We will definitely listen to it. So we continue this week's edition of Shockwave. My guests are DJ C. Lioness, Esther Fortune, Ja Fay.
Me again, me a ride or die with me God to the end. By faith, me learn longest friend. Worst game compared to all we had. Forever in my heart, you stand. So be my man, my main old fiction. When I'm with you, I know. To another type of touch. My baby, baby, oh, my baby, baby boy. Come from my daddy, oh, look to me, get why. Not to nobody, just let us be the main club. Touch my baby, baby, oh, my baby, baby boy. Come from my daddy, oh, look to me, get why. Not to nobody, just let us be the main
nameless, he was homeless. She asked him his name and told her what hers was. He gave her a story about life.
Story
in his eyes, the corner of a smile, one conversation, a simple moment. The things that change us if we notice
when we look up.
Sometimes they said I would never make it. That's what they said, but they don't know that I was built to bring them on.
The only dream that I've been chasing is my own.
So I sing a song for the kitchen, talking to the driver about his wife and his children on the run from a country where they put you in prison
for being a woman and speaking.
She looked in his eyes in the mirror and he smiled. One conversation, a single moment, the things that change us if we notice
when we look up.
Sometimes they said I would never make it. That's what they said, but they don't know that I was built to bring them on.
The only dream that I've been chasing is my own.
It's this week's edition of Shockwave, courtesy of Culture Shock. My name is Lanzo. On your video and on your radio or whatever it may be that you're listening to us on, you can find us on all available podcasts that are out there from the big boys like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, Stitcher, all the way down to the little boys around the corner. We thank you all for listening. As always, we appreciate the support. The medium for this is to get the music out there to ears that have not heard it or know about it. It's informational and, of course, hopefully educational. And hopefully we inspire you, or at least maybe the ladies inspired you a little more this week, to get out there and listen to some music that you normally may not listen to. Get off your butt and open up something, and those ears is the most important part. We just want to get the music out there and expose it. In that set, definitely some different music. We had Minister Marion Hall, kind of dance hall gospel music. Then we did go into a gospel tune from a new young lady called Candy. And the set ended with a band out of Holland called Ja Reflection. Three ladies fronting that band. If they ain't singing lead, they're doing harmonies. Check the video. You'll see it. Great band. Great. I love the whole concept. I love that three ladies are in the front and they all sing. And it's kind of a rendition of Alicia Keys' Underdog. So this song will be on four different podcasts, which is a first for me because I normally don't play songs back. So it made it as a new release. It made it, obviously, today for the women. It made it on our international edition because they were from Holland and it was new. The other one that they're going to make it on is we're going to do an upcoming podcast on the covers of reggae because reggae's famous for making reggae covers of other songs. And hopefully we'll show you that on that podcast that they can do it better than the original because a lot of times they do. Now, ladies, we'll start with C. Linus. What did you hear, feel that moved you in this last segment?
Well, I mean, I wasn't aware the lady saw is now a minister. So hearing, and then afterwards we were talking about that. That's incredible. I was thinking, you know, I knew you were going to ask us about these tracks, and I was thinking, like, wow, you know, I mean, we were talking about how, you know, Lady Saw is very powerful and she has such a presence. And, like, to me, it's, like, a little bit gritty. And that kind of goes along with, like, why I liked her, you know, past iteration of, you know, not being a minister, you know, not being spiritual in that way, I guess. You know, she was a little bit kind of like a rebel, you know, a rebel. So I kind of connected to that. I love rebellious people. It's just something I've always connected to. But I think that's beautiful that she's sort of had a change, you know, and that she's, that's coming through in the music now. That's beautiful. And then with Candy, you know, we heard her right after Lady Saw. So it was like, she was sweet. And that's funny. Her name is Candy. I mean, I guess that's why, but, it was like a very sweet vibe. And I liked that too. And I liked it, like her vocals. It was like, the chorus was like real rhythmic. Like I was connecting to that. And Jaw Reflection, we all said like, oh, this melody, like we love that, you know? And I agree. That sounds like an amazing concept with the three women, you know, leading it. That's awesome.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell both of you, go watch the video, because it really gives you, the visuals really help you understand that band. It's another one. There's not much out there. Yeah. And they've only done covers so far. And they're actually all pretty good, but this is by far the best one. And your thoughts, Esther?
I think I'm sharing a brain with Lioness right now, because as she's talking, I'm like, that's what I want to say. It's my mouth moving over there. But if I can just add something to that, I feel really honored to be here and experiencing and actually seeing that there are so many women who are like doing their own thing and not just singing background vocals or arranging or actually writing the song, but not really getting the credit. As like the ones who have like the code of creation inside and all the emotions to like bring, you know, babies into this world to actually be able to put that into music, like the original shamans, like this is something very revolutionary, and I hope I see more of it. Like you actually turned me on to going to find more women who are doing reggae, because it's something that we should like. There should be a spotlight on that, definitely.
Well, I'll tell you this, you guys, and I don't know if I should even say this, but I will, because you're saying what you're saying. I've been getting back into production, as you know, and you do. And but I was really considering just making Culture Shock a female-based label. And then I thought to myself, this happened this morning. I said to myself, why would I ever want to limit myself? But at the same time, and I don't like to use the word B-U-T, we'll say that I don't like to limit myself as a whole. Why would I do it musically? But, and I'll say this, there's probably going to be more women on Culture Shock, because there's never really been, we've had one woman on the label in the past, Sweet C. Back in the 90s, you know, because we put it down in the late 90s and we picked it back up courtesy of the pandemic or the plandemic, whatever you want to call it. But, and we had a lot of time. So that was one of the bright spots. But I just figured I'd share that with you guys here and with our audience. And that was actually, that decision was conceived this morning. The idea has been out there for a while. So we're going to move on. We got a little bit of time left. We're going to play probably 2, 3, maybe 4 if we can squeeze them in. You know, this is dancehall, so we can run some tune right now. Yeah, this one is no stranger. Yeah, this one is no stranger to dancehall. Her name is Maka Diamond. Macadocious. Fire, baby. It's Shockwave Lanso on your radio. Thank you for tuning in. Hope we inspired you some way, somehow.
I feel like laughing out loud. bun dem ka it na bother me at all. I keep a smile on my face when they wanna see me fall. I'm so damn happy right now. But just I won't eat my fruit till lifestyle now.
I sent some bees with a message. So sweet you are, it's amazing. Soothe her of my soul, bring her of life. Forever is too short, we exist before time, and no one can stop us. So royal, you are my queen. Now make you leave me, you do the right thing. I tell you, she no want turkey. Good roots, yeah.
It's this week's edition of Shockwave, where we're honoring the women of the music in tribute to the National Women's History Month, their contributions to the world as a whole and the many things that they've done. It's basically an acknowledgement that the government put in the U.S. in 1995, and we just figured we'd honor it, and we brought two females, women in on the event. We've got DJ C Lioness to my right, our newest member of Culture Shock, and to my left is the lead singer of the great band called Jaffe. So Esther, what do you think about what you just heard, and anything strike you?
Yes, I loved Happy. I think it's one of those fun, upbeat, I wrote a few things down so I didn't forget. You want to start your day with that kind of music, you know, happy, and just keep on that trend. And the harmonies, nice, smooth harmonies when that word happy came in. So you kind of feel like a bunch of women are singing happy together. So I really like that. Itana featuring Vibes. Wow. First of all, Itana's always been soulful, very soulful singer. But when Vibes came in, that's when I was like, I call him lyrically fit. You know what I mean? Like, this guy is ridiculous. Yeah. And Farmer, the last one that we joked and called it Sloka, Slow Soka. I think gibberish always is very catchy in music. So if you have diggy diggy down, diggy ding ding ding, you got the audience because they're not trying to remember lyrics. This is what they're trying to hear.
Well, I everything you said, it's I will second that as well. What's Siamese musical triplets? All right, Courtney, what's your thoughts on the music?
Well, I think that little mini set you did there was very happy in general. Like, it was a great note to end on. Yeah, I mean, you know, we just talked about emotion in music, and I mean, the song's called Happy, and we all felt happy and uplifted. I love that. That's beautiful. And then, yeah, the Etana and Vibes collaboration, we were all like, wow, what an interesting, you know, two artists to have, you know, a song together. And I love Etana. You know, she's a powerful, you know, lead woman. You know, she's a powerful presence. I've always loved her. She's had such longevity. And then, yeah, for Vibes, I wrote down like lyrics, you know, like that. We were talking about how when a lot of times when we first hear a piece of music, we connect to the emotion. But that when he came in, I connected to his lyrics. You know what I mean? And like his delivery. And yeah, that was, I thought it was a really cool tune. And like, I'm definitely going to like go download that and, you know, put it on repeat. And the last tune, the Sloka tune, again, like I, you know, we were talking last night about, you know, how much you love Soca, and I'm not as versed in it, but, I've always loved how celebratory it feels to me. And I mean, that's what I felt when I heard it, you know, like a good celebratory vibe.
Well, that's exactly what Soca music was originated with, Calypso, because it was the 40 days of Lent. And that is what they did. The slaves went out. The slave masters let them do their thing for a couple of days. And that's where the costumes came in. They were celebrating. That's exactly what Soca music is. It's about celebration. You know, for the farmers, it's they've got they're reaping their crops. For the slaves that reaped them for them, they got to celebrate. They got to do their thing, have fun. They always incorporated the music. And Soca is kind of what came out of it. It was really Calypso, and Soca came out of Calypso with Ross Shorty Eye, Mr. Blackman in Trinidad. Speaking of which, that is his daughter, Nyla Blackman, and Sammy Joe with Farmer, definitely a very happy tune. So that's good that you feel all that. Now, what I will say that you guys obviously don't know about Nyla, she's also she's related to that family. She's also Super Blue, who is a Road March winner, big in Trinidad. I was in Trinidad when he won Road March. And she comes from a very musical family. Hopefully you guys will be moved enough to go check her out. But she is a complete artist. And when I say complete, every time you see a video, you have to look twice to make sure it's her. That's how different she looks. And she's very, very fashion oriented. Like, I mean, this girl goes backwards, broken back every time to make it look good. And she's so photogenic, beautiful, talented, and just has great energy, vibes, smiles a lot, really into the camera, and can do reggae, do dancehall, do soca. I mean, she, for me, is like the complete artist. You know, she's mostly doing soca. That's her thing. And she's been doing it from day one like this. And she is just, every time, it's like you can't wait till she puts something out or she does something new or she does something. Because there's something about it that's always different and always captivating. Whether you like the song or not, too. That's the other thing. Visually, there's always something there. Now, obviously, I felt the same thing about Maka Diamond, Happy. It's a happy tune, you know, and it's we all want to be happy, and I want to make people happy. So it's two in one, you know. And then, of course, you know, we had a third song with Etana, and when I saw, I was like, Etana and Vibes Cartel. I said, you know what? Etana's stinking. She's thinking. She's smart, you know, and because Etana's not the one known to do dancehall. And then to see Vibes, she basically went for the king. She went for, you know, she went for the dagger. And the way she sings the song, knowing that she's married, it sounds like she's ready to marry Vybz Kartel. You know what I mean? But that is great. That's what's great about it. You know, but you can also hear, if you know her history or if you listen, really listen to her songs, she's very faithful and true to her man and very proud of it and boasty about it, which I love too. You know, and she is called the strong one because that's what she is. And her music has always been very strong. One of the things I can tell you through experience was I met her as the backup singer for Luciano at Sunsplash in Jamaica. And I think it was the time she was actually going solo because she was doing a lot of press. But I had seen her for years and never actually met her. Like, she sang backup for everybody. Like, if you were at a big stage show in Jamaica, Tana was on that stage. And she made that transition, which unfortunately a lot of them do not do. And they don't make that transition from backup to front of the stage. So we're going to wrap it up. We got one more song to play. We're obviously not going to comment on that. But your thoughts on the program today?
I love being a part of it and getting to spend time with Esther and you and hearing your new music. You know, we were commenting how nice it is, like, that you're bringing this new music for everyone to hear, including us. And I love celebrating women. I'm proud to be a woman, and I love being a woman in the music industry and supporting other women in the music industry. So I'm happy to be able to do this today. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you for being here. I've always tried to be a voice for any underdog, any lesser. And I've always felt that women have been given the short end of the stick in every facet of business and to some extent life. And men get mad at me because I say to them, women are the stronger race and man has kept them down so to rule them. And I've always felt that I ain't having no babies and I could never have a baby. That's like, I saw what my mother went through and what other women have gone through. I could never do that. You know, and then you have women that have 14 babies. Like, it's like I have a girlfriend, like, she's in and out of the hospital having a baby and she's home the next day back at mom duty. So I could never do that. So my hat's off to the ladies. Your thoughts on the music and the program today?
First and foremost, thank you for having me. Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Lioness, for being here. I think whenever there's a vision, it starts with an intention, and your intention was true, so it came to pass. That's how we can actually be here. So thank you for celebrating women. Thank you for acknowledging the strength and the fact that, you know, even though we haven't been given all of the merits, but I think focusing on the negative sometimes just makes you just see the negative. And I love the fact that now, because of this evolutionary consciousness that's happening, people are looking at women's opinion and seeing that, maybe if women were doing things, it would probably work out better. So I look to the future with optimism, and I just see it already as something that already happened. It's already happening, and it's going to keep going with full force. So thank you so much. It always starts with one person with the right intention. And it spreads like wildfire. So I'm looking forward to it, and I'm very excited. Thank you so much.
Of course. And I want to put something else out there that doesn't have to do with this program in particular, other than it's women-oriented. And that's my other love, which is surfing. And I'm going to put it on the map that surfing was the first nationally recognized sport to pay women equally. We're going to leave things on that note with Give Me a Light. That's your light, baby. So smoke it, let it shine, whatever it is. Bella Blair on this week's edition of Shockwave. My name is Lanzo, Culture Shock. Always a pleasure. There's probably nothing I'd rather do. If I could do this and get barreled, that would be life.
optional. Call me a graduate, weed, I study it. Got diploma, master's degrees in it. What is life without weed? No fun in it. What's this song without me? A potential hit. Linking on my brain, I make it run with L. Sucking on my vibes, get tumble, please. Made you like it's love, we spit fire up on the truck like a dragon, yeah. Blow up on the country, man, make it higher. Steam in the coming, never get tired. Why will I be there with this sweet guy? My eyes well wet up. Have to stay calm now. Sound the alarm. I know what I want when my heart beats sped up. Never wasted. I do best from myself. It's up in my chest. I love the herbs I'm tasting.